The two things that have been universal in all the forums that we've had have been too many people start with prescription drugs and become addicted to that, and then when the prescriptions run out, they turn to something on the street, and right now heroin is the drug of choice. It's cheap and it's accessible. And the other is just the lack of treatment centers.
More and more it's talked about as a disease. How important is that?
We want to put a positive spin on this. Given the right treatment, given the right abilities, we can actually have a lot more success. It is an illness. I mean, look at the people who've struggled with smoking for years and can be hooked up to oxygen and can't give up those cigarettes. It's an addiction, and addiction is a disease, and it overwhelms.
What kind of legislation do you anticipate coming out of the next session?
One of the easier fixes, I think, is going to be the easier to get rid of the prescription drugs for families that have leftover prescription drugs. In fact, the federal government addressed it earlier in the year, and the governor just signed a law, which, by the way, I was one of the co-sponsors on the bill, to allow pharmacies to be able to receive the drugs and dispose of them appropriately. In the past, there had to be a police officer present when somebody turned in any kind of narcotics. So a few years ago, it was talk about increasing the penalties. I think we've all understood that's the least of what we should be doing. I would hope that we put funding into treatment and we recognize that this is, in fact, the number one epidemic across the state of New York right now is opiate, heroin abuse, and we have to put the money in to get rid of the epidemic.
Ethics has been a big issue down in Albany lately. And do you think there needs to be a limit or a ban on outside income?
I think it becomes a vicious cycle because for folks like me, you know, I'm working 60 hours or more every week as a member of the assembly. So I'm not looking for any outside income. I think that several of the people, certainly in the New York City area, an $80,000 a year job is not sufficient for them. I think you get into an issue, it's a 2-year term, cost a lot of money to run. Does somebody give up, say if it's an insurance agent? Does somebody give up his insurance business, go to Albany for 2 years, and if I get beat, well, then what do I try and start it over? So on the surface, it's a great idea. But when you start, again, it's the peeling the onion. But certainly what we're seeing with Speaker Silver, former Speaker Silver right now, and the millions of dollars that he amassed throughout outside income, and then it's easy to say get rid of all outside income. But it will be up to the Speaker, Speaker Hastie, to make that decision. And I expect he's having an awful lot of pressure from many of his members who are saying to him, they're going to walk. They'll leave. But we have more and more members who are using this as a full-time position. And it is a job that if you're going to do it right and you're going to take care of your constituents right, you should not be having an outside job. Constitutionally, I don't know how you tell somebody they can't have a job.
The prison at Dannemora, the IG is still doing her investigation. Have you heard anything about how that's going?
No. I'm frustrating. They were still interviewing people a couple of weeks ago. Enough already. They've interviewed hundreds. They can't have any questions left to ask. Nobody knows. Nobody has heard that I have talked to in some high administrative positions when the report might be released. And it's time.
Legislative committee work and hearings are ongoing through December. The full New York State Assembly begins the 2016 session on January 6th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.